Not for pity's sake.
It's addressed to you.
Oh. Here. Thank you. Oh, it's from Michael Warburton.
A friend?
Son of a friend. Well,
an acquaintance.
Yeah, my old CO from the Berkshires, Colonel James Warburton. Retired now. This is about him.
Something's wrong.
So, everything's looking good then?
Good. Good doesn't begin to describe it, my dear. It's simply beautiful, James. Heaven is simply beautiful.
Yes. Yes, I think you could say that something's wrong.
So, Mr. Warburton.
Lieutenant Warburton, Mr. Holmes. I followed my father into the regiment.
Very good. Now the facts, if you please.
But surely you've seen my letter.
If you please.
Very well. My father is Colonel James Warburton. He's a soldier of great distinction, a man of intelligence and honour, and the holder of the Victoria Cross. He is also absolutely convinced that his late wife, my mother, is communicating with him from beyond the grave.
A man's beliefs are his own affair, surely.
Not if they affect the lives of other people, Mr. Holmes. On the advice of my dead mother, he...
Go on, Lieutenant.
On the advice of my dead mother, gentlemen, the old man's planning to give away everything he owns.
To the regiment? Or to some charity?
No, Doctor, not to a charity. He's giving the whole lot to the couple who bring him the messages from his wife.
Of course, I'm sure it's her. I ought to know my own wife, man.
Yes, of course. Besides, some of the things she says, no one else could possibly know them. Everyone here says the same thing.
Yes, I know. But even so, I mean, it goes against all reason.
You still have doubts, Sir Robert?
Mrs. Bespas.
You still have doubts, but you were open-minded enough to come.
The colonel here was very persuasive.
We meet again on Saturday, Sir Robert. Come with an open mind and a clear heart, and that could well be a message for you.
For me?
We all have friends in the land of mist, Sir Robert. Companions, colleagues, loved ones. Will you come?
Yes. Yes, I will.
Does your mother actually appear at these seances?
My mother is dead, sir.
Well, then does someone purporting to be your mother appear?
No. As I understand it, there's just a voice in the darkness.
Who is the medium?
Her name is Mrs. Bessemer. It's her husband who runs things, that's all I know.
And you desire me to demonstrate to the Colonel that these Bessemers are frauds and the message is fake?
Exactly so.
Do you have any proof?
Proof? I don't need proof. Good God, surely you're not suggesting that this business could be genuine.
I have no data. Until I do, I prefer to keep an open mind.
An open mind?
The scientific approach, it's my way.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Holmes.
Well, sir, it may be your way, but it isn't mine. Look, my father is besotted with the Bessemers. He insists on singing their praises to anyone who'll listen. His old friends, my friends. Dr. Watson, you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, I'm afraid I do. The Colonel is making himself a laughingstock.
Exactly.
And are you with him?
I'm not denied. But it's him I'm thinking of. His reputation, his good name. And beyond that, the honour of the regiment itself is at stake. I can't just stand by and let it happen.
I see.
So if you can't help me, Mr. Holmes, I'll find someone else to snap him out of this insanity.
Insanity? You think the Colonel's actually lost his mind?
I wish I did think that.
What do you mean?
If he were mad, certifiably mad, then he couldn't be held responsible for his actions.
And if there's no accountability, there's no shame, no disgrace.
Exactly.
The military mind. Fascinating. Ah.
What's the matter?
I believe we're about to experience a visitation of our own. Won't you come in, Colonel? It's a little unfriendly to converse across the room, though I understand you're accustomed to somewhat greater distances. I am Sherlock Holmes. You might recall my associate, Dr. Watson.
I know who you are. What has my son been telling you?
Father...
Be silent, sir. You've no idea what you're dealing with. Mr. Holmes, has my son actually engaged you professionally?
He's inquired after my services. I've given him no answer, as yet.
Excellent. Then we can consider the matter closed.
I think not.
I beg your pardon.
Lieutenant, I'll give you my decision.